Welcome to the last full day of spring. Summer officially arriving tomorrow, although today will feel like summer. 28 degrees. Thankfully, we've had enough rain to quell, but not totally eliminate the wildfire situation up north. Last numbers I saw, 277 homes, 60 cabins, 115 RVs destroyed by fire over the past few weeks. Just an awful situation, but at least there's some light at the end of the tunnel here lately with some recent rain here. Yesterday got a little moisture in Regina. It was short-lived, but certainly off and on moisture the last week and a half here has meant that they've lifted the provincial fire ban in time for weekend campers, although not like, looking like this first weekend of summer is going to be one to camp. It looks pretty rainy in these parts here, but the opportunity to have a campfire is again here. You might want to talk to whoever you are going as far as provincial parks, though, in advance to make sure that they don't have their own independent fire ban, but it's looking better now. High school finals continue wrapping up tomorrow. Good luck again this morning to all those who are a little nervous about having to write an exam or two again here today, and graduations again. I suspect if you ever go by the ledge on a Saturday afternoon these last few weekends, and I'm sure this weekend and the next, you'll see so many high school students looking beautiful in their gowns, the suits, taking photos in Wascana Park. But again, because of the gray, damp conditions this weekend, it may not be the plan. Maybe try tomorrow. It's going to be still pretty good. But if you're outdoors at any time, we're right in the middle of tick season here in our province, and experts say the black-legged ticks are becoming more common, and those are the ones carrying Lyme disease. A good friend of mine actually recently nipped by a tick and noticed that, you know, once removed, 5 or 6 days later, it still looked a little concerning. Headed to the doctor, got some medication, who assisted rather quickly. And that's the case. If you see and you think, oh, that doesn't look right, get it checked out when it comes to ticks right now. You don't want to take any chances. Lots going on this weekend ahead here. I know, we're almost there, right? Thursday morning, hotels are going to be jammed again because today the big FC Regina Summerfest starts over at the Cooperative Center. That is a huge soccer tournament. Lots of out-of-town teams in for that one. Welcome to Regina, where it's National Indigenous Peoples Day tomorrow in Victoria Park at 10 o'clock. And I know half the park is going to be filled with kids' zone activities. I'm happy to say the forecast looks promising for this one, at least tomorrow. Get it in, because there's going to be everything from Inuit games and First Nations powwow teachings to face painting, button making, something for everyone. That's tomorrow in Victoria Park. I'll feed you a few more extra details on that tomorrow morning at this time here too. But parking's going to be a bit of a problem with all the construction downtown. But apparently Regina Transit is going to assist. If you let them know you're going tomorrow, you can take the bus for free, from what I gather here too. YQR Food Truck Wars, I got a note about this. It's on this weekend. That starts tomorrow. It's a two-day festival. It's tomorrow and Saturday, downtown Regina as well, featuring a lineup of food trucks, a craft beer garden, live music competition. This is going to be a fun day tomorrow with so much going on here in advance of the weekend rain. So lots to see and do. Summer official tomorrow. We'll make the best of it. We'll welcome the rain, although I know likely in the Southwest where it is just bone dry, they would appreciate the soaking that we're likely in for this weekend. It could be a good 2 or 3 day rain too. I would kiss the ground. Well, as you heard here live yesterday afternoon on CJME, Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe, together with Alberta Premier Daniel Smith, again calling on the federal government to move faster to change its resource development policies. It's the same thing pretty much they talked about during the First Minister's Conference a couple weeks ago in Saskatoon.
We don't have one or two or three projects that are a priority. We have literally in excess of 100 projects that are a priority for us to continue to be a wealth creator.
Both premiers again reiterated a list of about 9 requests of the federal government and said they would work to support one another's interests. Mo also agreed that a port-to-port corridor continues to be a high priority from the northwest BC coastline to Hudson Bay.
Would provide the opportunity for us to have access to Asian and European markets for years into the future, for generations into the future. And this is really, I think, a generational strategic project that would provide the opportunity to create wealth, not just in Western Canada, but for all Canadians for literally decades, if not centuries into the future. Yep. That opportunity has to be for all products.
And both premiers say Canada is facing a trade war on two fronts, with China and the U.S., and if the feds want to become a global energy superpower, then they got to make Alberta and Saskatchewan interests somewhat of a priority. So that's the latest, as you heard here live on 980 CJME. And I want to take you to some international news here this morning, too, because all eyes continue to be on President Donald Trump as he remains rather cryptic about whether the U.S. military will join Israel in attacking Iran. Yesterday, hours after Iran's supreme leader warned the U.S. involvement will result in irreparable damage, and rejecting Trump's calls for an unconditional surrender, Trump then told reporters late yesterday afternoon he hadn't made a final decision on whether to strike Iran's nuclear sites.
I have ideas as to what to do, but I haven't made a final. I like to make the final decision 1 second before it's due, you know, because things change. I mean, especially with war, things change with war. It can go from one extreme to the other.
Wall Street Journal is reporting Trump told aides on Tuesday that he had approved attack plans for Iran, but was holding off to see if Tehran would abandon its nuclear program, too. And I would suspect our price of gas is going to go up in the coming weeks, too. It already has inched up a few cents. Gas prices expected to escalate because of the Middle East conflict. And what is it? The last I saw was 135, probably less than some of the independents here, but it may yet go up a few more cents in the coming weeks. Let's have a look at what the Riders are up to here. They had a closed practice yesterday, so we didn't see much. But we do know this. Coach Mace confirming that Sam Emelis is out after injuring his foot last week against Hamilton.
It's going to be pretty tough for old Sammy this week. Not anticipating anything long term, which is good. Just going to be tough for him this week.
We'll see the official depth chart come out a little later on here this morning. We also know American Joe Robustelli getting reps with the starting offense in Emelis' spot. Earlier in the week, we saw that. No one is more excited about tomorrow night's game against the Argos than Kadeem Carey. He was picked up by the Riders, the All-Star, after the Argos caught him in training camp.
There's a lot of motivation going there. So, I mean, I'm with the right team. They're going to go out there. Coach is going to put me in the right position to make plays, and everybody else is just going to have fun.
This has got to be another win for the Riders. And I'll tell you why. Because the Argonauts already 0-2, but they're so banged up. Toronto is 7 starters shy tomorrow, and a couple of special team studs are also injured, and quarterback Chad Kelly won't be starting either. It's going to be Arbuckle. So game time tomorrow is 5:30, which means the Green Zone will get you all set up in the pregame show starting about 3:30, and it's week 3 of the CFL. It opens tonight with the Elks home to the Alouettes. Edmonton lost its first game and then had a bye week, while Montreal is 2-0. On Three Dog Night, my dad was a big fan of this band. I know all the words to this one. I just can't hit this high note.
How does the light shine in the halls of Shambhala?
Good old song. And here we are on a beautiful sunny morning. Going to be 28 degrees. We're so close now. High school students are writing finals. If you got younger ones in elementary, they are probably reminding you how many days of school left. We're almost there. Next week, it's pretty much a toast. But got to get through these finals this week, and then probably if you have a high school student in your household, they're going to be feeling a little bit better here. And then summer vacation time. I know in years past, we've always immediately, the last day of school, we leave for Cypress Hills and go camping. Not the case this year. We're going to hold off, probably not till August. We'll get to Cypress for a couple of days. But I know a lot of my circle of friends all talking about the end of school and going on vacation. The plans are in the making right now. And if you're planning on visiting any tourist destination or Federal Park this summer. Prime Minister Mark Carney said you're in luck.
With the Government of Canada's new Canada Strong Pass, your kids can see the most incredible places in our country at no cost this summer. And if you're traveling, the Canada Strong Pass lets kids ride free on Via Rail. And it gives a discount to young Canadians aged 18 to 24, whoever they're traveling with. The government is also making visiting national parks and historic sites free for everyone and lowering camping fees so you can stay and explore the outdoors a little longer.
So in regards to lowering camping fees, if you've already booked your park, you can make the call and they'll reimburse the difference. But yeah, mention national parks, free museums, galleries until Labor Day, long weekend. I want to move to my Edmonton Oilers. This is the last I'll say on the subject of the Oilers. I know I'm still a little in mourning for the loss, but the Oilers have already been picked as Stanley Cup favorites in 2026. Yeah, although they lost to the Panthers again, oddsmakers have suggested they are 6-1 favorites to win it all next year and stop that dynasty that Matthew Tkachuk was talking about after the Panthers game the other night. Toronto Maple Leafs are 20-1 favorites. Winnipeg Jets, 22-1 odds on favorites to win the Stanley Cup next year. The Oil with the best odds. Panthers star, Alexander Barkov. If you haven't seen this yet, Google it. I'll try and get it up on my Facebook page too, but he was all over social media last night. And it's because of this grainy black and white footage from the Ring doorbell camera of Barkov's neighbor where he lives in Florida. Apparently he had promised his neighbor if they win the cup, he's coming to his door with the Stanley Cup. Well, he did at 5 a.m. yesterday morning. And to see the footage, Barkov really, he and a few other players can be seen with the Stanley Cup on the street of the sidewalk.
Coming.
Coming out or what?
Yes, he's coming.
Turn your lights on. It's dark out here. You asked for this.
He's on his way.
Yeah, he's on his way. That's his wife. In the footage, you can see Barkov, the Stanley Cup, and some other players on the sidewalk waiting there. Barkov still in his suit that he wore to the game, right? And he's wearing a ball cap and the cup in his hands with his buddies. And he promised his neighbors they'd be one of the first people to celebrate with him. And the cup already damaged, I guess. The bowl of the famous trophy cracked, and the bottom is dented already as they have been celebrating hard. That's not the first time it's happened. Hockey Hall of Famer said that, yeah, the keeper of the cup is definitely going to be able to make a quick repair in time for the celebration parade they have planned on Sunday. It's nothing new, this damage to the Stanley Cup. If you think about it, years past, it's been submerged in pools, the Atlantic Ocean, mishandled by players, coaches, and staff. And remember Tampa Bay Lightning? They had an epic party in 2021. There was all these yachts and a big boat parade, and they dropped the cup during the boat parade that year, too. And it happens to be damaged almost every year. I'll never forget my buddy Tyler Pozak from Regina when years back, they won the St. Louis Blues, brought the cup here, and it was an honor of mine. And Woodsy, you remember my old pal Woodsy, my old co-host. We were at the ledge for that big party. Everyone came out to celebrate Bozak and the cup. And I can't tell you every story, but it did wind up on a boat in Buffalo Pound at the lake. Did it go for a dip? I am sworn to secrecy. Well, I'm not a super fan of Bruce Springsteen, but a number of years ago I saw him in concert and it was a religious experience. It truly is. And that's why he's the boss. He's one of the best. Yesterday, a new trailer about Bruce Springsteen's movie dropped. Here's part of it.
Hey, boss, can you do a mic check?
How's that sound?
Looks about right.
Don't need to be perfect. I want it to feel like I'm in the room by myself.
Yeah.
Let's try one.
That's Jeremy Allen White, the star of The Bear, popular television series. He plays Bruce in a movie called Deliver Me from Nowhere. It hit theaters October 24th. It'll be out. It mostly tells the story of Springsteen working on his 1982 album, Nebraska. But Springsteen recorded the songs as solo demos using a four-track recorder in the bedroom of his own home in New Jersey at the time. And Jeremy Allen White, who's the star of that series, The Bear, he's pretty talented. You see him in that show. And as Springsteen, he's incredible. He's singing himself in this. Voice for it. That movie not out till October. I'm looking forward to it already. I want to ask you too this morning, how fit are you? Oh, look at my producer Frank was dancing to that one. Frank, get in here, put your mic on.
All right,
are you a fit guy? Like do you look after yourself?
I look after myself a little bit. I walk
what do
up
you
the
do
stairs
for exercise?
I walk up the stairs to work every
two
morning.
Flights every morning.
I walk down to go back home. I walk the dog.
Okay.
I do a lot of walking.
Oh, good. Well, yeah. Walking's good for you. I want to do this fun test with you.
All right.
Consider taking this here. Fun if you pass it, because there's a new study that found that a simple fitness test can predict how likely you are to die in the next 10 years.
Oh, no.
Over 4,000 people aged 46 to 75 tried it, and the ones who could do it easily were six times less likely to die of heart and lung disease issues over the next decade. It's called the sit-to-stand test or cross-leg get-up test. So all you have to do, Frank, is go sit down there on the floor in front of me here. I can't do it myself with you because obviously I'm the host. I got to be at the mic.
All right, on the
but
floor.
All, yeah, he's on the floor. All you got to do is sit down on the floor and stand back up. But before you do that, you can't use your arms or hands to push off the floor to do it, okay? You can't grab the chair next to you for support. Lower yourself down until you're sitting cross-legged as you are there. Good. Now stand back up.
All right, here we go.
There you go. Without touching the floor. Little wobble. You did it, buddy. You're not going to die. You're not going to die. You're in good shape. Ideally, you should be able to do it without putting your hand or knee down or grabbing onto anything. But if you have to, it doesn't necessarily mean you failed. Thank you, Frank.
No problem.
That.
No problem at
all. I got video of that. I got to share that.
Oh, thanks.
Apparently, in the study, they scored each test by starting at 10, subtracting a point every time support was needed. So, like, if you put your hand down once in this study to sit and again to stand, then you got an 8 out of 10. And people who scored 4 or lower were the most likely to die in the next 10 years. If you're 8 or higher, you're fine. They say it's a good test for overall health because it involves all aspects of fitness that are not aerobic, muscular health, balance, flexibility, and weight. So don't try it if you have knee, hip, spine, or joint issues, or any disability of any sort. But again, sit cross-legged on the floor. You can't use your hands or anything else. Just stand up back on your feet from it. And if you are, well then, life is going to be good for you a little longer than the rest of us who can't do it. Thank you, Frank. Is there a demand to put that on my Facebook page? Text me, 1-877-300-7275. It was a bit of a struggle, Frank. You were wobbly. Okay. We'll put it on Facebook, 628.